This song is not Library and Lena approved. I just want to put that out there before we get too far into the lyrics.
It's a TikTok song.
It means nothing to me. It's inappropriate.
It's talking about, let me see that dump truck. So I think it's talking about a kid's car.
Yes.
Yeah.
In a sandbox.
It ain't the size.
Okay, let's just stop right now. Okay. What? No.
Oh, I was just reading the lyrics.
Okay, no, yeah, let's not.
Back it up and dump it.
That's when you don't read the lyrics.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Do you even have my volume on? Can people even hear me?
How yeah, they can hear
censor
you.
Censor this song.
Oh, welcome back to another episode of Coaching Caffeine and Comedy. I'm your host, Haley Kobza.
And I'm Lena.
Man, it's been tough. It's been rough.
You know, it's getting that. It's April.
It's,
if you're in education, it's April. There's a lot going on.
Did you say April?
April. Somebody told me that a long time ago.
I love it.
When I was still at the college.
I love that.
By now, educators are about ready to lose their minds.
They're done.
Yep.
Okay.
So are the kids.
That's sad. And today is April 16th.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Oh,
wait. April 16th. I thought you just had this day.
Is there another National Librarians Day? Because there should be.
I don't understand.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
What? That's fake. It has to be fake.
It is again. It says it.
Oh, it's also, we wear your pajamas to work day. So that's great for me.
Same as being a librarian.
Yeah. Just wear a cardigan and some leggings and you'll be fine. Ready to go.
Yes.
And National Eggs Benedict Day. One thing I've never ate.
I have not either.
Because it
looks like egg soup and I just can't do it.
I can't do that either. So, you know, life has been pretty rough. You know, volleyball season's over and.
Well, I'm doing the 4-on-4. So.
Oh,
get yourself a partner. So my life of volleyball is not over.
Well, so I tried to, but all the guys are doing like golf leagues on Monday or something. It has to be co-ed, but
it doesn't have to be.
It doesn't?
No.
So you think me and our guest can sign up?
100.
Is it a squad?
Yeah.
I don't know if she'd like that or not.
She probably wouldn't because you just yell at her. So,
but let's welcome to the mic, Genevieve Hopkinson.
It's Genevieve? Genevieve?
Genevieve.
That's beautiful.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Evie. It's her alias.
Yeah. Evie.
Mm-hmm.
She's a...
EB is what my kids call it. I don't know how they say it.
Yeah, Evie. That's actually the international name for me right now. Like any international has a hard time saying the V sound, so they just say B instead. So it's EB. EB.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's
adorable.
Funny. She is a certified and glorious...
Babysitter.
Dog sitter.
That too.
Assistant coach.
Yes. Housing director of McCook Community College campus.
And Uber driver.
A phenomenal Uber driver and a great constructive criticizer to comedians.
Yes, true.
Well, me, not you, because you just killed it.
Intro's a little long. Yeah, I remember what she said.
Uh-huh. What else does she do? Oh, she's a daughter.
She's a sister.
Of like 12?
17.
And she's from Spanish Fork, Utah?
Yeah.
That's a place?
Yeah.
Or did you just make that up?
No, it's actually real.
Spanish Fork.
Spanish Fork.
And she like if doesn't speak that, Spanish.
Don't get confused with American Fork. Just up street.
No.
Yep.
You're kidding me.
No. There's two of them.
No.
There's American Fork.
No, yep, there's not.
And there's Spanish Fork.
Somebody
no way.
Was going glug, 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 glug when they were finding places.
Yeah.
And making up names.
Yeah. So, Evie, we do a little warm-up.
We do a warm-up, and I'm getting ready.
Okay. And are you coming up with the topic?
We're doing our glorious one.
Okay.
It's so good.
Yeah. So this is how this game goes.
Maybe I should have watched the podcast before this. Or listened.
Listened.
Yeah,
it's exactly. A podcast. So... Lena here, she's going to give you 30 seconds on the clock and we're going to say it and you're going to,
yeah, you got to go.
So she's going to give you a letter.
Yep.
And then you're going to come up with as many things with that letter, but it can't be a name.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. It just can be like things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just as many things I can think of.
If you get 15, Cobes and I will buy you a meal. If you get less than 15, you have to buy us a coffee.
Okay.
Deal?
Seems like a fair trade.
Okay.
The letter is P.
A pool, a pirate, a pencil, a pair of pants. Does that count as two?
Yeah.
Like that. So yeah.
Jeez.
Pears, pineapple.
Seven. Pineapple. Pineapple.
I'm allergic to that one. So,
not Lena.
Paint.
Eight. You need 15.
Yup. Yup. Piece of paper.
Oh, nine.
Wow. Oh, 10. Good try, Evie. Oh,
I was feeling really confident at the beginning.
You were.
That. Yeah.
I like a nice Americano with cream.
Okay.
And you know what I drink. Yeah. So, yeah.
That was pretty, you know, mm-hmm. It's a good thing you have all those other jobs.
Yeah.
Because this one, Wheel of Fortune would not be your thing.
Okay. So, Evie, one day we're going to bring you back and we're going to get like the whole, like, I have a lot of questions for you. And I think it'd be fun for you to explain this to everybody. But this is not your first time in McCook, correct? Yeah. I mean, correct. You newly moved here 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Again. And, but this is your second time here.
Yeah.
First time you were a what?
I was a student athlete back in the day.
Cool. Softball, golf. What was it?
Volleyball was my forte.
Volleyball. Yeah. That's fun. Cool coach.
She was all right.
I've heard some. Yeah. Yeah.
It was a little rough sometimes. Yeah. Yeah. You know?
Was she a mom of two at that point or just one?
I had her a little bit of both. So when I first met her, she introduced me with being pregnant. So I got her a little bit of both of those sides.
Yes.
Definitely been through the phases of Cobza.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the phases.
Yes.
That in itself could be a podcast series.
That could be.
Yes.
Very well.
Yes.
She had the son, the pregnancy, and then the daughter. So I've gotten a lot of.
Oh my.
The stages.
Trip loved Evie when she was here.
Does.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. He
says so cute.
It's really cute. But yeah, I have a photo when Evie calls me. It's this cute photo of her and Trip when she signed to go on to play at our 4-year school.
Oh,
yeah. He really liked Evie.
That's sweet.
What can I say?
Yeah. Somebody does. That's good.
Yeah.
So Evie, I always find this a fun story because I remember a few things from the first time that we met. Evie was like a last minute recruit for me. And you came up here with your whole, not the whole family, but your mom and your dad.
Yeah.
And what do you remember from that first time meeting?
I remember just being scared out of my mind. I was young. I had not really experienced a lot of things out on my own before. And just walking in and my parents were like, oh, this would be like the perfect place for you. And I was like, I don't know about all that. This is kind of in the middle of nowhere. And it was a lot of like the unknown kind of experiences. And then meeting Cobza, she was just out there. She was just very excited. She was like, we're going to work you really, really hard, but it's going to be awesome. It'll be worth it. And I was like, I don't know if it's going to be all that worth it. But it was just a lot of unknown that I was walking into here.
What else do you remember?
I feel like she's fishing for a right answer right now.
Too. And I don't know what that is, yeah, so I'm good luck. Sure. I cannot help you. You cannot phone a friend.
Just phone a friend? No. Okay. That the coach was really cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. So this is one thing that I learned about Evie when I remember this conversation. We ate at the, where did we eat?
The Loop.
Good job.
Yeah.
And that's when I learned about Evie. She's very, very confident in herself. Oh, and that is one thing I hope that I raise confident little humans because Evie was just such a cool kid. Like the first time I met her, she's telling me about how big her family is,
I'm one of eight.
One of eight. Yep. I was close. I knew it was a number divisible by four.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm the favorite. Like she instantly told me that.
What do you know?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So she always said that. And she just had this really cool demeanor about her.
Well, parents think they're good at hiding it, but they're not.
They're really not.
No. I mean,
they say they love us all equally, but it's like when it comes to it.
Yeah. Exactly.
We all know. If you ask any of my siblings, they'll tell you too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And her parents even admitted to me. They're like, you know what? Evie is right.
Yeah.
She is.
And
it's hard to argue with the facts.
And Evie has this like confidence, like you say it enough, everyone's going to believe it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's Evie. If she wants something, amazing. She's going to do it. And that's she's going to make it happen.
That's so incredible.
So that's what I'm saying. That's kind of what I want at my kids. I want them to just be so confident whatever they want to do that this is going to happen.
Yeah. When you first started with your team, did your confidence come off as being cocky or arrogant, or was it hard for you to mesh with the team at all? Or is it just something that you have about you and it's not this thing that rubs people the wrong way? How did that go for you?
I would really hope that it doesn't rub people the wrong way. I'd like to think it comes off pretty natural. Mm-hmm. I definitely was not cocky when I came in. I was not at all. Like Cobza said, I was a late recruit. I jumped on doing these Chief Challengers, which was our summer workout, and I was behind. She was like, oh, you get to run an 8-minute mile. You're going to have to like get really fast. I hadn't run a mile all summer. I had like 3 weeks to prepare. I was felt so behind and so out of it that I had no idea. So whenever I came in, I definitely was taken back a little bit. I was not sure what my place was. I don't think I was very cocky at all. Very quiet and reserved, I would say.
Heck of an athlete though. Evie was homeschooled. And I throw that out there just because, why do I throw that out there, Evie?
Just because you think it's a fun fact, I think.
It is a fun fact. But you never would guess that though. Because Evie's very chatty with people. And sometimes you do, I've met homeschooled kids in the rodeo field, and it's like they don't have like that connection with people, mm-hmm. I feel as if Evie mm-hmm. did. Yeah. I will say one thing. So she jumped in this Chief Challenge. Heck of an athlete. I mean, she can do some things that, you know, like she can do like the where you like hold yourself up on your arms. Mm-hmm. And remember, there was a skill that she wasn't very good at. And then she yeah. became good at it.
What?
But when I watched her do it the first time,
like, yikes.
I said,
it's something that kids learn in elementary school.
Jumping and
when
rope?
When I, yes.
Oh,
when not I all of them do actually. That, it was very obvious. Well, we had to record our videos over the summer. And mm-hmm. she told us, if you didn't have a jump rope, just, you know, just jump like you would be jump roping. And mm-hmm. that's what I did the whole time. I didn't realize whenever we got here, we'd have to perform it in front of the entire
oh,
crew.
Sweet.
So, with a jump rope.
With an actual jump rope. Uh-huh. So I had been working on my mile of time really fast. I had done really well in our first mile. And then she's like, all right, start jump roping. And I fell behind really fast on that one. And that is when she's like, I don't know about this one. She's a little off, but
then you can jump rope now.
I can jump rope. Yeah. I spent a lot of time learning.
Yeah. Like, put okay, in the so, effort, yeah. you know what I'm saying? Like put in, instead of just
exactly,
stopping
people,
Evie oh was jump roping gosh, all yes. the time.
Yes.
And now she can probably like double Dutch and do all the things yeah. and
yes,
have be a routine TikTok sensation.
Yes. I definitely practiced yes. a lot.
Yeah.
I did not want that to be what people remembered of me, but it,
was there ever a time you wanted to quit playing volleyball in college?
Yeah, there was a couple moments where I was like, you know, is this really what I want? Probably within my first month of being here in McCook, it's just kind of like when it really eats at you, you're pulled away from family, you're in the middle of nowhere. I was, you know, just kind of dropped off in middle of nowhere, 12 hours from home with no car. You know, a lot of challenges. My teammates would go home and visit family. I'd get really homesick. And then I also redshirted my freshman year, so I didn't have a lot of playing time. So I was really like, maybe this college thing isn't for me. You know, I was like really struggling that first year. And then after that, probably mid-September, kind of when my mind shift changed, like, hey, you know, like maybe right now is not my time, but it's coming. So
did you have an adopted family?
I did.
Who did you have?
I had the Chesmore family, Todd and Sherry Chesmore. Peggy right. Chesmore.
Oh, excuse me. I don't know who that is. Did that help at all? Or was that suck?
Yeah, I think it definitely helped. Like, they were also part of my church, so like I was able to connect with them that way also.
Good,
so it worked out very well. And it had a nice feeling to be able to have somewhere to go on like Sunday dinners mm-hmm. and things like
right,
that.
Right.
So definitely.
Did you find church right away after you got here, or was it through having them as your adopted family that kind of helped you get?
I actually found them before I got here. So I was kind of like part of our little scouting trip when we came. We were just kind of seeing if there was any churches in the area. And that was one of our like checklist boxes. And in the small town of McCook, there was one just a couple blocks down the street. So mm-hmm. in walking distance. So.
Oh my gosh, that's really nice.
Yes.
I don't think I realized that.
It's walking distance?
Yeah, it's only like 4 blocks. Just wow. down past Kelly's Park.
Really?
Oh, interesting.
I don't think I knew that either.
Yeah.
What is something that's different or better about coming back to McCook?
Yeah, definitely like coming
what's wrong with
back.
Your,
I don't know. I like to smoke.
Well, yeah. Anyways,
go
you
ahead. Never knows. Okay. Just coming back, like I think like being a little bit more grown up and seeing a lot more of like just like developing myself and like figuring out like being on my own. I think just coming back just gave me a little bit more confidence, like Cobza said. And just being able to just really do it right this time almost, you know, kind of have more experience and
yeah.
like, you know,
yeah.
Just being able to build those connections early on instead of a little bit more in my shell, you know. Nice.
I counted 27 likes.
Yeah, she and says them a lot.
I
yeah.
need to cut that
I had her almost stopped and
Did
she
you?
Was doing some squats with me and then
just kind
yeah,
of
faded
just a
off.
Generational thing.
I know, yeah. I need to work on that.
It's not, yeah. it's not. Where is your favorite place to eat in McCook?
I really do like
the
Loop.
She used it the right way.
The Loop.
The Loop.
The
probably.
Loop's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you had a really amazing experience I heard at the Loop. You went to a Women's Wednesday.
I did. That
what
was really
that
great.
Like?
Well, that was really fun because it got out and about with other women. Mm-hmm. I only have a few friends, a few people that I get to interact with on the daily basis. So it was nice to be able to get out and get to know some other people. And it was just a good evening with good talks and, you know, good conversation between just people living here in the same situation, you know?
Mm-hmm. So one thing, I just really enjoy Evie and it's so fun to have her back to now it's where she's not my player anymore. And
right.
Some
we're
people always, they have
now.
To remind
oh,
me that
my.
Chris Conroy is
yes.
like, she doesn't play for you anymore. You don't have to force her to do anything.
That's
I said,
right.
well, whatever. But yeah. one thing Evie, I enjoy with Evie, she wants to go out and do things and meet people. So she, Women's Wednesday, we've had some really good conversations about Women's Wednesday. Like we left and she said, you know, what brought up Women's Wednesday? Why did you guys want to do this? And then that brought her up to the point of knowing somebody that would be who's struggling and moving here. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, when's the next one? So I can invite this person Women's Wednesday. Cause that's a great opportunity to meet people.
Yeah.
Evie thought of that.
Good job.
Yeah. Just growing up.
Yeah.
But on that, she wants to get out in the community and she wants to do things. And she is doing just that. So she did Y volleyball. She did co-ed and women's, mm-hmm. and she's joining the Y or the, not the Y, the golf league, mm-hmm. which I did sign us up. Like you never you said did? Yes.
You signed us up.
Yes.
Is she our sub or what is
no,
she?
No, she's on her own team.
I actually found my own partner.
Who's your partner?
Dakota West.
Yeah, you know Dakota.
Nice.
Yes.
Good job, girl.
I found us some subs.
Yes. Okay.
So because just in case.
Yeah.
I know you're busy. I'm busy.
Oh yeah. Things happen.
Yeah. But so she's got a golf. So within 2 months of living here, she's played 2 Y events.
Yep.
She's going to do golf.
Yep.
Get signed up.
She went to Women's Wednesday.
Went to Women's Wednesday.
Yeah. She's in her church.
She's in her church, which is so cool because then she already met people there from previously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wants
she's
a softball team.
I want to start a softball team.
She wants
I can help you do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you know of anybody, she wants one of those. Yeah.
She has a club team.
Yeah. In Juanita Palisade.
Yeah. So she travels to the suburbs.
Yeah.
They're great girls. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
what
awesome.
What else do you do? I mean,
you have a dog.
I do have a dog.
What's your dog's name?
Casey.
Goes to the dog park.
I was just going to ask, have you been to the dog park? I've never been because
we've been quite a few times. Actually, we try to go once a week and get out and just run mm-hmm. run mm-hmm. wild over mm-hmm. there. But yeah, she's definitely keeps me busy most of the time. Loves to play, loves to go on walks and things like that. So it's kind of what I do on my daily basis.
She's literally just getting out there and doing all the things.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
What was it like when you left McCook and you went on to your next school? And where did you let our listeners know where you went and what you did when you went on there?
Yeah. So after I graduated from McCook, I moved on to Missouri Valley College out in Marshall, Missouri. It's just outside Kansas City, not very far. I graduated with my educational studies degree and a minor in business administration. I'm officially going to walk in 3 weeks. I haven't officially walked yet. So that'll be coming up at the beginning of May. But I graduated at semester in December. I was able to play for 3 seasons for volleyball because we had our COVID. That's also one thing that happened while I was here.
Oh, yeah.
I lived through the COVID years of McCook. So because of that, I was able to play a 5th year in Missouri. So I've played 3 years in Missouri and 2 years here, which was so fun. My last year, I was able to just like soak it all in and just enjoy.
I
had, you know, very limited classes. So I was able to just enjoy volleyball and not have to stress about all those extra things.
What other sports did you play in high school?
I only actually officially did track and field. So I did high jump and javelin throw. Those were my 2 main events. And then for fun.
Okay, time out. In Utah, they throw the javelin.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's real.
Cubs
I know, but they don't do that in Nebraska.
No, they don't. Because unless they do on the east, do they do that on the eastern side of the state?
I don't think so. But yeah, Evie was telling us this and I said, we don't have, no, javelin's college only.
How do you get to college?
My cousin threw the javelin in Kansas. And then went to the Olympic trials. We need to have her on sometime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you swam.
Didn't you swim too?
Way, way, way back when I was like 12 years old, I was a pretty good swimmer.
How old were you when you started playing volleyball then?
I was 15 when I started playing volleyball.
See, look at that, people.
Yeah.
You don't have to start when you're 6.
No.
Or 47. Oh, Evie, you were there. When I aced an underhand serve on someone in the room, I was.
Well, the craziest part was that person said, come on, go ahead and try to ace me. I'm going to get you. And then you just did that.
Yeah.
And with an underhand serve.
I'm sorry, but the thing, Evie, you're a coach. Whose ball should that have been?
It's the person who's going to call the ball.
Yeah. That's who
called the ball.
She
and
said,
then laid herself out and just laid there for a minute.
Then she cried. I think so too.
Yeah. Because our teammate turned around when his arm could have touched it. And he said, oops, I should have got that.
Sounds like a coach problem to me.
It does. So
yeah.
She likes
so
to,
fun. What things did you learn at Y Volleyball about life?
Don't take it too seriously. That I think is the number one thing.
Who is she talking to?
I know. Not me. Definitely not me.
I learned from you guys to not take it so seriously.
Oh, good. Yeah. She learned something from us.
Yeah. Because it's like do the opposite of what you guys were doing.
Wait, what?
In that way.
What?
Wait, what?
I was not serious.
I was definitely not serious. I was serving underhand. Do you think it's like you played at a different level, a level mm-hmm. beyond high school? Do you think sometimes people who haven't played at that level think that that's the level they're playing when they're at the Y?
Yes, I do think that. I think that sometimes you get people at Y volleyball that think they are in that division right now and that this is their calling in life. And like that might have been, oh, if I only did this, then, you know, that kind of wishing. Right. And so that kind of gets where it's like, you don't need to take it too seriously.
Yeah.
Well, and I think it's because I have been on both sides of those where it's like, I have been a little bit higher and this is really not. Mm-hmm. We're playing for a T-shirt. So,
yeah. If that sometimes. Yeah. Right. How was your guys' record when you were here playing?
It was good. I don't know the exact numbers, but we were good. We won the conference tournament and we went to regionals. I think we took like fourth or something in regionals. So it was like we did well for ourselves.
So when someone says regionals, how many teams would that include?
Like
if you got
14.
14. So you got 4 out of 14. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Very nice.
Evie, what's the funniest story that you have from going to school here?
Just the funniest?
I have two.
Okay.
The when your teammates blamed you for the cooler, one, and then the running incident where I was not involved and did not know about until a year later.
Yeah, well, from my perspective,
is there any other ones that are funnier than that?
Yeah, the running wasn't. Now I can look back and laugh at it, but in the moment, it was not very funny for us to be running. We ended up running some hill sprints very, very early in the morning, based on some decisions that were made throughout our dorms. And so that was woken up at really early in the morning to go run. So it wasn't very funny at that time, but looking back,
everyone had to run, even though maybe everyone did not participate in whatever.
Correct.
And it involved more than one sport.
Yes. We were not the only sports involved.
Some people may have been barefoot.
It was indeed barefoot. Yes. Mm-hmm. So it was a good time. So now looking back, I can laugh. But in the moment when I got woken up, I was like, this has got to be a joke. So that was pretty good. We had a couple good ones. Whenever we lived in the house, we went, what's it called? Mattress surfing down the stairs a few times, which was pretty awesome. We went into the wall, kind of crashed in a couple of times, which was pretty sweet.
It's horrible.
And no, it was a good time.
Is she a housing director now?
Yeah, right. Things what not to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Well, you don't know what you don't know, so it's okay.
Well, everyone listens to this, so now they're all going to know. They're going to be like, listen, if Evie did it, we can mattress surf at the dorms.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
We also went sledding one year up down the hill, and Cobes was getting really cocky with herself, and she was feeling pretty high and mighty. Mm-hmm. And so we, as a collective whole, we decided we should take her down a peg, and so I made a run up behind her and might have put my foot out.
I think
in front
is
of
there
her?
A video of this? I feel like there is. Yeah. I think I saw this video.
That's because it was well planned. Thank you.
Yes, that's nice.
She still does not live that down to this day.
I can understand. Kind of like that underhand serve.
Yes.
What's something you would tell a young player, maybe on club team or high school team, about what they need to do to stay with it, whatever their sport is or whatever it is that they're interested? What's your advice on sticking with something?
Yeah, for like younger athletes, I would just say like, one, don't take it like as seriously. Like obviously take it seriously, but like don't overthink it. You know, like it's going to come and like whatever happens
227 likes.
Yep. Keep whatever happens in the future is going to come. And so don't think about it so much because it will happen how it's supposed to happen. And sometimes you get so caught up on like, oh, this was my plan. You know what I mean? And it doesn't always go as your plan. So just kind of keep an open mind to just because you maybe want to go, you know, D1 or you want to go to, you know, Florida State or something like that. Like, even if you have that goal, keep your mind open to other opportunities because something might be better than that.
100%. That's so good.
Yeah.
What was maybe a bump in the road that you experienced that now you're able to look back and be like, that was such a blessing, even though in the moment it was like, man, kind of uprooted your life?
With athletics or just anything in general? Whenever my family lived in Alaska, so I actually grew up in Alaska. That was kind of a fun fact. Whenever I was like 12, we ended up moving into an RV and traveling through the States for 2 years. Down the lower 48. Yeah. And so as a 12-year-old, I wasn't super ecstatic about that idea. But now looking back, I'm like, that changed everything for my life. And I couldn't be happier with how it turned out. So
in what ways? Like, what was that experience like? And how long did you spend any, like, did you stay somewhere for a little while and then go somewhere? And
yeah.
Stay
somewhere? So that's exactly right. So we left Alaska and we drove through Canada. We went through Canada pretty quickly just because it's expensive and whatnot. So we kind of went through that pretty fast. But then once we got to the States, we stayed probably like 2 or so weeks. If it started raining or getting gloomy and we didn't like the weather, we just pick up and leave and head out somewhere else. We traveled for 2 years. We spent a lot of time in Texas, probably 9 months altogether in Texas, just kind of back and forth from different areas. But yeah, just traveled every 2 weeks or so. Anytime we felt like, hey, let's go check this out, we just picked up and
how cool is that?
That is pretty cool. I kind of want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do that.
So like in the moment, that's that maybe not is the greatest, funnest thing a 12-year-old might think, but now looking back, I'm so happy for those memories.
So what was your homeschooling situation? Like, were you guys a part of like a group? Was your parent, one of your parents doing it all? Mm-hmm. Was it all online? How was that?
Whenever we got into the RV, it was all online. Whenever we were in Alaska, we had a curriculum that we had a building that we would meet in every once in a while and do like standardized testing and everything like that. But once we moved on into the RV, we went online completely and through the rest of my high school experience.
And were all your siblings homeschooled?
All except for my youngest brother. He went to a school in Utah. Whenever we moved up there, he started school his sophomore year. So he did sophomore, junior, senior year, and he's the only one who went to high school.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Out of all of us.
How did you get involved in sports if you were homeschooled? Yeah. Was it club? Or?
Actually, I was able to get involved through the high school. Okay. Somebody from my church was like, hey, we're having this open tryout and the high school team, if you want to come hang out. So I was like, sure, might as well. Just kind of try to make some friends. And the high school that we lived in the area, they allowed homeschool students to participate in extracurricular activities. So I was able to do volleyball, track and field, and I also took a guitar class. So
wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Isn't that fun?
That is fun.
And then I tried out for the volleyball team and they were like, what position are you trying out for? And I had no idea there was even positions. So I was just like, all of them, I guess.
Yeah.
And I made like the B team of the freshman team. And I was like the third string right side. And obviously that did not last very long because my height is not got that. So yeah, I just kind of all up from there.
She's a cool kid though.
Yeah.
So happy I took a chance on her.
Yeah. Me too.
Cool kid. Dun, dun.
Yeah, very good. That's
like
awesome.
Like Cove said, it took 3 weeks from the time she met me to the time she moved into the dorms. From the time I moved into the dorms, 3 weeks. Kind of crazy.
Yeah. Met her. She signed the papers. Here we are.
What 5 years later.
Mm-hmm. What would you tell? Okay, so you're now part of, like you said, you two are now partners in this. You have your incoming freshman next year. 4 weeks in, you have a girl that wants to quit. Mm-hmm. She's homesick. She wants to go home. What are you going to say?
Yes. What are you going to say,
what
Evie?
What am I going to say?
Because for me, I'm usually like, pack your bags.
She's told me that a few times too. And I just keep showing up.
I probably would just say that. Like, just keep showing up. Like, it gets easier. Because, like, no matter where you go, no matter what you do in your life, there's always going to be that part where it's like, I'm homesick or I miss my family or I have this or whatever. No matter what it is. So it's like you have this opportunity that so many other people would like literally die for. Like it's such a great opportunity for you. So it's like just before you make any like harsh decisions, like just think about that. Like so many people want to be here and it's going to get easier. So this is the hard part. And it's like you're just on the top of the hill. You just got to get down.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's really good. So when you got, yeah, no kidding. Considering who you hang out with, I am shocked.
Oh boy, here we go.
What, when you got done with school, did you have any debt, student loan debt?
I do have a little bit, but not nearly as much as an average college student would have.
We talked about this yesterday.
I have less than a year of school compared to other students. Yeah.
Wow. And what would that be like for the average person? Because I don't know.
Yeah. So let's say if we're going to UNK. $27,000 a year.
So I have less than that.
Yeah.
For 5 years of school.
Mm-hmm. $27,000 at UNK for a year.
Yeah. It just kind of matters what dorms you live in too.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
What's Mid Plains?
$10,000 for a year.
What's UNL?
Well, it's a little bit more higher than that. About 30s.
It's got to be more than that, doesn't it?
40s. I don't know.
Something. Okay.
You know, I just throw numbers out there when I'm recruiting. I'm like, listen, this is the more affordable choice. We don't even need to talk about those other schools. Because if you take it times two, if it's 20,000, 40,000 in 2 years compared to 20 in 2 years, it's a big difference.
Yeah.
Are you driving a Kia? Are you driving a Ford? You know?
Yeah. Or a 87 Buick LeSabre. Whatever.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Potato, potato.
Evie, you've had time to be around Cobes and myself. Mm-hmm. We are in this phase of wanting to better ourselves, whether it's as coaches, as parents, as friends. So sometimes we have to give it, we have to take advice. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Evie's really good at giving advice.
I know.
I'm waiting for this. Now,
what's some advice you would give us?
To be better people?
Is that, yes.
Yeah.
Individually or together?
Yeah, individually.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Go with Lena first.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm nervous.
All right. I think I have more to say on Cobes as anyway.
And if you have anything negative to say about my dogs, this is over. Conversation is donezo.
Go ahead and tell her what you really think.
Tough is really amazing. I have to tell you because like I was so scared to leave him outside.
That text message. Yeah,
I was panicked. I didn't know what
she
to
said.
Do.
Is this a joke? Like, yeah, is she joking
she
with
thinks
this?
I'm Jake goes. She thinks you're trying to set her up. I was like, no, it's really actually be nice. He could probably stay outside. Jake goes, just leave her alone. I was like, fine, whatever.
Yeah, I did not end up taking Tough out of that kennel because I was like, this is has to be a joke. Yeah. This is a trap. So.
Okay, mm-hmm. Lena, give advice to Lena. Advice?
Yep.
I don't have a lot to say. I just think that like, I think you guys both, what you guys are doing is like so empowering to like so many people. And you are a great role model for a lot of young people and a lot of women, whether they be older or younger. I definitely think that you guys are on the right track and have the right mindset. So just keep doing you and don't be scared or like, don't care what other people say about it. Like there's always going to be somebody who hates on whatever you guys are doing or like, somebody who's going to be like, you know, that's not really how you should do this or the way I would do that. But it's like, it doesn't matter because they aren't the ones doing it, you know?
Truth.
So just don't worry about that. Like your podcasts or your comedy shows or whatever. If people don't think it's funny, that's on them. You know, you guys are great. Hilarious.
That's right. True. Right. Okay. A little advice for the other person in the room.
I think that was for both of us.
Yeah, that was a pretty that encompassed both of y'all.
Oh, yeah, okay. For sure.
Oh, okay.
Cobes just needs a little bit more confidence, I think.
I feel like that's all she has, and that's what she brings when she plays volleyball. And then she tries to make me feel, oh, wait, like a junior high coach. That's what I am. Never mind.
So sometimes Cobes thinks a little bit too, like, she's too humble sometimes. She has a lot on her plate that she does, you know?
Yeah.
And I can see it firsthand, like, all of the things that she has to balance in her daily life. And you don't give yourself enough credit for all of the good things that you do.
Well, Evie's also really good at just, like, pointing things out as they are. So now I think I have a ADHD and... Wait, or ADD? I don't know, but she said...
I think she gets hyper-focused on things.
Yeah.
But now she's making up all these scenarios. Well,
whatever. So now I'm really trying to focus in on things because after like 2 days with Evie, she said, oh, wow, you can't look at your phone and do your job and listen to me at the same time?
Like she's very bad at multitasking.
Yeah. And then she said, did you hear me?
Yeah.
No.
Which they
because
say,
she'll give me a little head nod, like the mom nod, where she's like,
dismissive. I'm not really paying attention. If you want to do something well, they say you cannot do it. And doing by while doing something.
Correct. Else, correct. So it's not a bad thing. Yeah, I've never ever mentioned it's a bad thing, but now she's in her head thinking it is a bad thing.
Yeah.
But it's not because whatever she's focused on, she does very well.
Yeah.
But she does not do good at listening.
Yeah. So 2 days things. After that, I was having like anxiety attacks because I felt like I couldn't listen to music and do my job at the same time. So then I didn't know if I should make an appointment or start taking Ginkgo Globin. I don't know.
Yeah. Especially with sitting out with me. Evie, what is your caffeine of choice?
I don't really drink caffeine personally. I drink my go-to drinks though would be like lemonade, Powerade, hot chocolate. Those are good. Those are my three.
Yeah.
My three liquids.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you drink caffeine?
I just don't drink, like, my religion doesn't really do caffeine, coffee or tea or anything like that. We can drink soda, but just personally, that's a preference for me. I just feel like my body and like I'm more in shape when I don't drink it and I just feel better about myself. So I just personally don't drink sodas or anything like that, but that's just a personal preference.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you currently reading anything good?
Cobes gave me a couple books whenever I first got here. I'm working on the Fresh Start. But I don't know who that one's
Terry Pettit.
Terry Pettit. Very so nice. I'm working on that. I'm working through that. I'm not a big reader personally, but I'm trying my best to do something new. So, mm-hmm.
Well, since you already made me feel bad about drinking caffeine and not drinking, let me guess, you probably don't watch any TV either.
Oh, I do. Actually, I'm currently watching This Is Us on Netflix.
Oh, God. I wonder where you got that idea. Okay, next.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I've also been watching One Tree Hill.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I've watched that.
That one's a little bit older.
It is.
Yeah. Friends is always a go-to one. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's kind of like my comfort one. I watch it whenever I'm going to sleep or whatever to wind down. So Gilmore Girls, also great.
Yeah,
that's more your style.
Yeah.
I never watched that. It was big when I was like probably in college, I think, but I never got into it.
We could probably be on that show now.
Probably. Have to do a remake. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who is somebody today you are grateful for?
Today, she's going to get a big head, but Cobes, I'm very grateful for her.
I can understand that.
That's how I ended up here. That's how kind of making my start. Give a lot of credit to her for how I got here in the first place and taking a chance on me, like I said.
Very nice. Yeah. Wow. Oh, sometimes we just have a guest that's just
knocks out of the park. But
they do good stuff.
I just want to cry over here.
Well, I know. What are you currently? Are you currently watching anything new? Or are you still on?
No, I am now catching up on Love is Blind. So all of my friends that have already watched it, I'm just, oh my gosh, this girl's crazy. And yeah.
That's some quality television there.
It is real life television, even though Clay says it's not. It is real.
I have some feelings about that.
I'm with Clay and
these are real people.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that. I think they are real people, but I think they're in it for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. It's still entertainment.
They're trying to get fame. Because even if they don't find love on the show, they're going to end up with a bunch of people in their iMessages or whatever.
Yeah, true. DM me. Who are you thankful for?
Why did you have to ask me right away?
Okay, I'll think of. I'm going to be thankful for Evie because she said me.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Here we go. And
just such a cool kid. I don't know. Just when they come back, it's just such a fun, fun, different. Yeah. Like she was my player and now she's still my kid, but she's my coworker. And yeah. And she's got a crazy dog that has his zoomies.
But she's the best. She actually is the best.
Well, she's not better than tough, but that's fine.
No, pretty close though.
Okay.
Yeah. She's like, woo, wild. She's also house sitting for me this week. So,
nice.
She's got to feed horses and
things. I have not done that country. Oh, that's the one thing that I did when I was here back in the day. I got to help castrate cattle with Mac Anderson when I was here in the day.
Cattle.
And that was one of the craziest country things I've ever done in my
life. That would be. Yeah, that was really insane. Would be. Mm-hmm. If you have not, then did you have a fry and get to eat them?
Yep. We did try that indeed.
Yum.
Yeah, it was so good. Definitely very, very, very different experience for me and the city girl. So
yeah, I'm sure. That's true. I am thankful for Drew and Tasha Wilson. They have kids that go to St. Pat's and their kids are good and they're fun. They're helpful. If you have like questions about sports and Tasha's played on my volleyball team, they're just good people. Mm-hmm. I am currently watching Amsterdam. It's like a medical drama. You would probably like this after your Grey's Anatomy. And we're also watching, Jake and I just started watching The Resident.
Oh, is it good?
It's good.
Yeah.
Medical drama. We haven't watched TV together forever, so this is kind of fun doing that.
Well, so the next time that we'll see Evie, and you'll see Evie, is the men's volleyball game, April 26th.
No, we'll be gone.
What?
Why does no one care about anniversary? You are,
no, listen.
No, we're literally gone.
Who is doing commentary? That's the only reason people come.
Yeah, I know it is. So why did you plan it on the 26th?
It's always the last Friday of
Everybody
April.
Knows that's her anniversary, though.
Yeah, well, it's actually the 24th, but we're going to be gone. I don't even know how you can have it without
Jake. You're probably going to have this song. Back it up and dump it.
What? Lena. Dude, get your life right. You got to, I got a full calendar.
How many years?
13.
Let's go. 13?
Yeah, I think so. Got married 2009. Is that right?
I don't feel like that's right.
It's like 15, isn't it?
Yeah, hold on. 15? I'm just, what is it? What is that? 2024 minus 2009. 15 years.
That's what I said. 15.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice.
Well, anniversary to us.
Thanks, Evie, for coming and hanging out with
us. Thanks, Evie. Thank this was awesome. Thanks for being a great person.
Yeah. Until next time, thanks everyone for listening to another episode of Coaching, Caffeine, and Comedy. I'm your host, Haley Kobza.
And I'm Lena.
Back blown out. I know you tired of the same old thing. Rap nigga nowadays, they so lame.